friends, I'm Dr. Jen Bennett. We are in the midst of our She Impacts Culture devotional series with guest host Corey. We are exploring the intersection of faith and impact, drawing inspiration from our previous episodes. But more than that, we'll embark on a journey of spiritual renewal and activation. Join me as we take a pause from the noise of the world, sip from the well of encouragement, and center ourselves in devotion and prayer. Each episode will feature a snippet from a past conversation, followed by a devotional designed to uplift your spirit and ignite your purpose. So whether you're in need of a word of affirmation, a moment of prayer, or simply seeking guidance, this series is here for you. Friends, get comfortable, open your heart, and let's dive into the She Impacts Culture devotional series. Because of Esther's masterful communication skills, her people were saved. Not only does Haman lose his life, but Mordecai becomes prominent in the palace. What if we choose to become masterful communicators? How could we impact and influence culture for Christ through our voice and convictions?
This prayer devotional corresponds to the She Impacts Culture episode 40, Communicate with Confidence in Difficult Situations with Dr. Jen Bennett. If you keep quiet at a time like this, deliverance and relief for the Jews will arise from some other place, but you and your relatives will die. Who knows if perhaps you were made queen for just such a time as this? Esther 4, verse 14, taken from the NLT. Lord, we thank you for the story of Esther and the powerful lessons it holds for us. We declare that we have been placed in our positions for such a time as this, to impact and influence the culture for Christ through effective communication. We lift up those in difficult situations, praying for wisdom and strength to communicate with confidence. We ask for your discernment to know the right time and approach in all interactions. We pray for a spirit of courage and wisdom, just as Esther displayed in advocating for her people. May we also be patient and wait for the right time to communicate effectively, stewarding each conversation with respect and grace. We pray for transformation in our communication, that our voices and convictions would bring about positive impact and promote unity. Father, teach us to think, pray, and plan for speaking, allowing your wisdom to guide our words. Grant us the grace to position ourselves and communicate effectively, just as Esther did. May our lives reflect your truth, and may we be humble in listening and speaking. Amen. Ask yourself the question, how can I position myself and communicate effectively in difficult situations, impacting the culture around me for Christ? As you go through your week, I encourage you to do these three things. First of all, reflect. Meditate on the passage from Esther 4, verse 14, and reflect on how it applies to your communication approach. Second, engage. Practice intentional positioning in your conversations this week, ensuring you communicate with respect and patience. And third, pray. Here are three things you can pray for. Pray for those in your life who are in a difficult situation or position where communication is a challenge. Ask that the Lord would give wisdom and confidence for them. Pray for transformation in your own communication, seeking God's guidance in becoming a masterful communicator. pray for opportunities to positively influence the culture around you through your voice and convictions. To listen to the corresponding episode or to see these activations and prayer lists, please reference the show notes. I'm Corey, and thank you for joining our devotional series on the She Impacts Culture podcast.